Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How can psychotherapy help you to live well? Counsellor and psychotherapist at My Mind, Lindita Vanni, is with me here in studio today. Good afternoon. How are things?
Hi, Andrea. Lovely to be here with
you. No, appreciate you coming in today. Just explain, first of all, bring me back. What is psychotherapy?
Yeah, so psychotherapy, counselling, or as we colloquially say, therapy these days, is really a relationship with a mental health professional that you are meeting with regularly in a safe and confidential space to talk about your mental health struggles or emotional distress or any life challenges that you may be going through. And how it works is you talk, and the practitioner listens very carefully as you focus on what's going on for you. And this has been, you know, referred to as the talking cure.
Okay.
Where and the talking cure, I find this fascinating, actually, that when we talk about therapy and we talk about it being talk therapy, that the term was coined by a patient, Anna O, as mentioned in Freud's book. She was attending therapy with Freud's colleague, and she expressed the feeling she had of feeling relieved as talking in therapy as a talking cure, because she could feel a lightness on those just 2 years of therapy.
Yeah, problem shared is a problem halved and all of that, and just the kind of relief of getting something off your chest. Who needs therapy?
That's a very good question. So, you know, we hear Julie Andrews, for example, saying, as she was launching her book, Therapy Saved My Life. Or we know that when people are struggling with bouts of depression and anxiety, that they go to therapy. But therapy can be beneficial to everyone. And absolutely every one of us. And My Mind is there for really to be available and accessible, so that you can reach out to a therapist when you are, you know, in that mild to moderate struggle with rather than severe.
Because I often wonder, do people think, you know, you might only need therapy or go to therapy or require a conversation with a therapist if you've gone through something fairly traumatic or some type of trauma, but I assume that's probably not always the case.
And that is sometimes the case, you're right. But, you know, a lot of people do it also as an intense form of self-care. And I wanted to just quote, you know, Benjamin Franklin's well-known quote, the three hardest things are steel, a diamond, and to know oneself. And so approaching therapy from that perspective of diving deep and doing that introspective journey with a skilled practitioner, that leads to self-awareness, and it's preventative of later on mental health issues.
Just when you talk about practitioners, what's the difference in a psychotherapist and a counsellor as such?
Yeah. So I suppose, and not a lot of difference, but at times we talk about counselling as more short term. So we'll talk, for example, about, and there again, talk therapies like CBT and DBT, and they may be about addressing how to, you know, cope better with distress or a stressful situation, or the working on particular situations. And psychotherapy, I suppose, what it addresses is diving deep and looking at your early childhood and upbringing. And why I wanted to mention this, because now there is extensive research that shows, you know, that adverse childhood experiences have a negative impact later in adulthood. And so going to a therapist or a counselor and exploring what were my parents struggling with and how did that impact me, or recognizing how what's at hand now may be stemming from patterns of earlier on in life, and exploring that in a compassionate space with curiosity is very important.
Is there often a stigma around, you know, maybe preventing people from going to therapy?
Perhaps, and this is why I appreciate this conversation here with you, you know, to normalize how we talk about where is a good doctor, where is a good therapist, where is a good physiotherapist. And so to look at our mental health in the same way as we look at our physical health, to be aware of where to go.
And, you know, you see a huge increase in, you know, health and well-being and lifestyle and self-care in Ireland over the past couple of years. Have we got better at that, at just approaching our, you know, our headspace, our mental health in the same way as we do our physical health and engaging in some kind of self-care, whether it be psychotherapy?
I think we have. You know, I do see young professionals who come in and they say, you know, I've gone through college, I've graduated, I now have a job and it enables me to do things like invest in my mental health and well-being through psychotherapy. And again, I just wanted to say that there are services out there who can also provide for free mental health support, as my mind has done with the Ukrainian cohort.
A lot of organizations and practitioners out there. What's the difference in a psychotherapist and a psychologist?
Yeah, that's, again, very good question. So a psychologist may be also able to diagnose. So a psychotherapist or a counselor usually does not use diagnostic tools, whereas a clinical psychologist or psychiatrist, they will use assessments and diagnostic tools.
Okay, so diagnostics and possibly medication, that's more in the health sphere of psychology.
Yeah, more than the clinical side,
Listeners got in touch. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, Lindita. I have considered going to therapy just to help me cope with daily stresses, but I've no idea where to start. Looking for one. Yeah. Most seem to specialise in the area of trauma, whereas I don't think I need that. Any advice on what I should be looking for?
Yeah, so, you know, check out the website. We have about 200 practitioners just on the My Mind website. And whether you're wondering, you know, is this a good place to start? I'd like to say yes, because each and every one of them have already done at least 50 hours of personal therapy. So they've sat exactly where you will be sitting on that chair, having done their own journey. And they have done their 200 plus hours of placement and practice. So you will be in good hands to begin exploring that, you know, what's going on for you earlier on. And it's always better to start early.
What does a first session typically look like?
Yeah, so that's, you know, like you and I meeting here, I felt very much like maybe how some of my clients walk into your space here. So you come in, you're welcomed by the therapist, and you get to know, ask them questions again, whether it's about their modalities or how they can help you. And hopefully you take it from there.
Yeah, builds a relationship from there. Interest and insight into the world of psychotherapy. Who needs it and what people can get from it? As this texter says, doesn't everybody need some kind of therapy at some stage in their life? Psychotherapist and counsellor with My Mind, Lindita Vanni. Lindita, thanks a million for joining
Most
us
welcome.
Here. Not at all on
Thank
Lunchtime
you.
Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.